This is Josh Cohen and the home team, streaming live worldwide on YouTube on ESPN West Palm Play. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. This is ESPN 106.3.
It is Sweet 16 time in America. The games resume tonight. Four matchups, 7:09, 7:39, staggered, and then 9:39 and 10:09. So you can catch them in the hopefully exciting conclusions, because we've really lacked that this tournament. It is not madness. It's been mildness thus far.
Hey, we got that one almost upset with Houston almost going down, and the underdog didn't win.
Hey, you could have bet there will be a buzzer beater in the tournament. I think it was minus 130 or something I saw. Somewhere you could have. And that hadn't happened yet. You haven't had a buzzer beater yet. Well, you had one buzzer beater to tie a game to force overtime.
Right.
Anyway, we get into the good stuff. Because the good news when all the chalk advances, with the exception of the 11 seed North Carolina State, is that you get really good matchups.
Yes.
It means you get good teams. That means you get close games. And it means you get back and forth. And it means you get those finishes. A lot of times in a Sweet 16, you wind up with mismatches and blowout games. And it's not that exciting until you get to Elite Eight or even Final Four. Not the case. We're set. And we're going to get into our March Betness, presented by Hard Rock Bet, coming up here in just a moment. With picks for tonight, a little insight into tonight as well. We'll get that coming up in just, as I said, a second. And more on Draymond Green. For those that don't know, ejected last night. And now you hear people in the media blaming whom? Putting the responsibility on whom? I'll give you a hint. It's not Draymond. There may be some truth to what they're saying, but then again, you may say, I'm not sure I draw that conclusion. We'll get that coming up in a sec. Bud's Chicken and Seafood says, let's do cocktail hour.
It's the cocktail hour. For me, it is right now.
And so we shall. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown, fried perfection. How about the greatest chicken tenders of your life? Because they're made with USDA classified tenderloin. Actual chicken tenderloin is classified by the USDA. Try it. Change your life. All the dipping sauces from Bud's Chicken and Seafood. A family-owned, family-operated restaurant since day one. Bud Brinkman starting Bud's Chicken and Seafood in 1957. And here you are, two-plus generations later, and you've got the grandkids running the six locations, working in the restaurants. They use better food, better quality. They use better ingredients to give you better value. They take on the major corporations and house them. Because when you're a local family-owned business, as I talk about, there's accountability and there's pride. But beyond that, Bud's Chicken and Seafood is ridiculous. Voted once again, the Palm Beach Post just released the results of the vote. Voted best fried chicken once again. Congratulations, Bud's.
Woo!
Voted the greatest potato salad on the planet, according to my buddy Big Thomas. And he knows. You don't get to be a big boy like that without knowing. All those salads are made house, fresh, homemade. Macaroni salad, potato salad. Get the mac and cheese side with some hot sauce. The creamy coleslaw, corn fritters. Easy in, easy out. You can order ahead. Get on your phone. Go to budschicken.com. Budschicken.com. Order for delivery. I recommend you go in, though. It's different when you get it hot and fresh right there on the site. Because remember, they're cooking it after you order it. So nothing's sitting around and waiting. BudsChicken.com. Great family. Committed to the community. Committed to faith. Committed to high school sports. And to giving people a better meal at a much better value point. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Seafood Fest for a limited time only. With coconut shrimp. Fried oysters. Crab cakes. Get in on that, because that's Bud's Chicken and Seafood.
Yum, yum.
All right, we need the two shot, please, Kylie. Thank you very much.
Yum, yum.
Let's try one. That's Bud's Chicken and Seafood.
Yum, yum.
Okay, your pitch is a little off, but we appreciate your effort and your passion. Your passion shows. Remember when we had Super Friday and they brought in all that food?
Yes, I do.
Remember how much you took home?
Yeah.
Remember how much I took home?
Yeah.
We're the last ones out of here.
They were so generous that there was so much food.
Dude, I ate the Bud's Chicken and Seafood Friday night when I got home. Saturday And then Sunday was, you know, the big game in professional men's tackle football. And I ate it Sunday as well. And then I had some leftovers on Monday.
Can't get tired of it. It's buns. It was delicious.
I'm saying I took that much home.
Yes.
I took that much home. And I know you did too because you're a squirrel.
Uh-huh.
I think you might be worse than I am. Like as a food hoarder. I know you're worse than I am.
I'm a squirrel that always finds the nut.
Well, you do you, buddy.
Hoo-ah!
Heard that about you. I read that actually on a bathroom stall once.
Oh, really?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Speaking of, shifting gears now to hearing things. We heard that there is unhappiness in the Golden State Warrior locker room. There's unhappiness that people are being judged and or blamed for Draymond Green unable to control himself and his impulse. Take a listen first, though, to last night in case you missed it. Just a quick recap on him being ejected 4 minutes into a game that they really needed against the Orlando Magic. Listen.
And a technical free throw. Draymond's got to be careful here. Yeah. You already downed Kuminga.
Well, Steph
got one tee early. Steve just took a timeout.
Yeah.
And you want to get away from Ray Acosta so this doesn't grow.
You got multiple guys from the Warriors bench just coming over just to make sure Draymond doesn't go over the line here. You got to watch out. He's letting them hear it. The officials are kind of letting him speak and say his piece. He got another attack.
AJ's gone. He just got ejected. With 8:24 remaining in the first,
that's a huge blow in this type of game
against this team.
All the size they got. Steph was reacting to it, shaking his head after Draymond got thrown out.
The TV broadcasters, Steph was reacting, shaking his head because Steph Curry's had enough and because Steve Kerr has had enough. And because Warriors fans, aside from the entire, I imagine Draymond went in and apologized to the team and said, guys, I let you down. I didn't do my part. I'm sorry for that. Thank you for bailing me out. I bet you he addressed the team and let them know, I know that you needed me, and I know that I bleeped up again. It's an impulse control issue. But you've got people in the media now that are talking about how this is a bad look on Steph Curry, who, last time I checked, is not responsible for Draymond Green. Draymond Green is a 35-year-old man.
Yes.
Take a listen to Jay Williams this morning on First Take on what this has to do with Steph Curry.
I'm getting texts from people that I really value their decision, right? High-level people. And what these texts are reading is, well, how about the leadership of Stephen Curry? That's where these conversations are going. And in my brain, right, processing information, Molly.
Wait, what do you mean? How about the leadership of Stephen Curry? They're calling Steph out?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? For him not controlling Draymond.
There is an old expression, am I my brother's keeper? It's a biblical phrase. It also then applies to New Jack City with Pookie. You never saw New Jack City.
No.
Wesley Snipes, Judd Nelson, Ice-T. And a great performance of a crackhead by none other than Chris Rock.
All right. Sounds like I'd like it.
I think you would. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Draymond Green is not dumb. He is smart. Draymond Green does not lack intelligence. He's extraordinarily intelligent. And I don't just mean in basketball. I mean, that's a smart guy. That's a basketball smart guy. That's an IQ. But that's just, he's an intelligent individual. Draymond Green knows that he can't do this. He can't control himself. He can't control his impulses. That's been proven time and time and time again. The last time around, a couple months ago, you heard everyone say, I hope he gets help. I hope he gets help. And they weren't saying it to be mean or spiteful. Dear friends of his, former teammates of his, were saying, I really hope he gets help. Because, you know, self-sabotage, the old shooting yourself in the foot, you know, people, and you hear the expression, their own worst enemy.
Yes.
In fact, one of your favorite songs,
mm-hmm.
I think, is about being one's own worst enemy. Is that Blink 182?
Not Blink 182.
Is that Lit?
It is Lit.
Yeah. Own worst enemy. They play it in sporting events. You hear it in hockey games. My own worst enemy.
Here on this show, too. It's one of our regionals.
And of course it is. The idea that Steph Curry, it's a bad look on him, is ridiculous.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank you.
Because that's a grown man, and it's not my place. What they're saying is, Steph, we need you to be a little bit more proactive in that. Do me a favor. Put yourself between Dre and the official and push him back. Or literally get in his face and say, enough. I think they're afraid of Dre. I think that Steph is like, I'm not dealing with it. I'm not having it. I'm also not getting Jordan pulled. I don't trust what he might do, so just go do your thing. They won that game last night. Steph Curry, the first thing he did was kick over a chair. You tell me that's normal.
And he walks into a big bleep-eating grin of Draymond Green in the locker room, mimicking the celebration that Steph did.
Trying to pretend like nothing happened. He's embarrassed. Draymond Green was embarrassed. That was pretty obvious as he was waiting for Steph Curry. You heard what Jay Will said in regards to people asking him or telling him how this affects his leadership. But what about the legacy? What about the legacy of one Stephen Curry? Could that be affected because Draymond Green has impulse control issues?
Draymond Green is diminishing the ultimate legacy of how people are looking at the leadership of Stephen Curry. That's what's happening right now.
Only thing I will say, Jay, I think that's in a group of people.
I agree.
I don't think that's like the universal mentality, right, is to think about Steph. And where are you in this, Steph, at all? I do think there are people that are always going to be devil's advocate. They're contrarians. They're going to raise this kind of question about somebody. Well, to me, that's an ultimate statement.
What does this have to do with Steph, though? Like, what should Steph be doing here? What are these critics saying?
Molly, what has it got to do with Steph? What's he supposed to do? She's right. Molly's right. This isn't a young player. If it's a young player, Steph, it's your job. These dudes are in their mid-30s. It's not Steph's place. It's not. It's an individual who just can no longer control their impulses. There's medication for this. Doesn't mean he wants to take it. In that commercial for a cell phone provider that airs during the madness of this month, you see Dre talk about choices, and bad choices lead to fewer choices. And then eventually you're left with only one choice, and that is to grow. He's making light of or facing it or parodying himself. He's owning it, self-deprecating. But if you're getting into Steph Curry as a leader, this feels like we need subject matter, sports talk for First Take. We need hot button. Who in the world thinks Steph Curry is less of a leader because Draymond Green acts this way?
It's insanity.
Do you believe? Does anyone believe?
I do not think this diminishes Steph Curry's legacy at all. In fact, it probably helps it because he won championships with this lunatic in the locker room. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking here. Yep. I don't like giving up on people. I think that's an unfair thing to do. But when they prove to you time and time again after second chance after second chances.
Well, it can't be second chance after second chance. Okay.
After third, fourth, fifth, seventh.
Thank you very much.
Keep on going. All these chances to get in the goodwill of the league, of his own teammates, and he continues to prove that he is the worst possible example of a teammate.
I don't know if he's a bad teammate as much as he is a self-saboteur, as he is his own worst enemy. And then his actions then detract from the team goal. I think he's a good teammate who hurts his team because of his saboteur inability to control his own impulses to speak and do what he knows. Again, there's a big difference between not knowing it's wrong and knowing it's wrong and doing it anyway. Talk about it with Shohei Ohtani and his situation. The cover-up, always worse than the crime. Well, guess what? Conversely, in the aforementioned, knowing it's wrong and doing it anyway is way worse than not knowing it's wrong.
It's like asking for permission.
No, it's asking forgiveness instead of permission.
Yeah.
He knows it's wrong and does it anyway. That is much worse than the person that doesn't know it's wrong. It's as if, if you don't know the line, like the line to cross with the referee to get texts, if you don't know the line, that's okay. You crossed it. Don't do it again. He knows exactly the line, and he knows that it's all on him and that his line, as you said, will not get the benefit of the doubt, will get the opposite. Instead of being innocent until proven guilty, he's guilty until proven innocent. But he's earned that. Steve Kerr on the suspension said he earned it. It was the right thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Not knowing that you did wrong or what you're doing or saying is wrong is forgivable. That's how we learn. knowing it's wrong and doing it anyway, that's impulse control, which he lacks badly. The final words from this First Take crew, because this Draymond Green thing, you still feel like he's going to physically wind up doing something during a game that's going to make people go, oh my God. And then you're going to see police officers enter the court. You're going to see Draymond Green in a uniform leaving in handcuffs.
The warning signs were there.
That's what it feels like. And we're all watching this slow developing train wreck. Listen to the last part on this.
Perception is reality for a lot of people. A lot of people aren't familiar with things that are happening behind closed doors. So there's a tendency when you hear them talk about it, people just keep tiptoeing around it instead of calling Draymond Green out publicly. Now, yeah. I get that, right? I understand that. That's not the case because we know what's going on, legs. But that's what's happening, even if it is a smaller niche of people. Like, these are high-level people now that are starting to look at it that way. And by the way, like, that to me is on Draymond.
Day one, advertising 200-level class. That's your second level in college. Advertising class. Perception is reality. Jay Will says, for some people, more than you know, perception is reality. What people believe, and you see this now, especially in a political climate that we live of, perception is reality. What people think is, if they think that brand sucks, it does. If they think that brand is great, it is. Their perception is reality. That's all that matters. Nobody's doing the research to see what are the most sold, the most reliable. And the perception, as Jay Will states, being reality, we know what the reality is. This guy's going to go too far. This guy's going to say the wrong thing. And it's a shame because he's such a hardworking, team-minded teammate with an incredible basketball IQ who obviously is a great player, who obviously has the impulse control of a toddler.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate for someone in his position because, man, if you could just rein that in, think about what you could accomplish in life.
Yeah. I've given up him in his basketball career. I hope that when he's in his 50s and 60s, he looks back and says, well, that was all mistakes. I'm a better person now.
If he gets there, if he lives that long. Time now for Marge Betness, presented by Hard Rock Bet. The only way you can bet on sports in the state of Florida. Hard Rock Bet. Download it from the App Store. Download it from Google Play. Or go to hardrock.bet. Tonight we are down to four matchups and four again tomorrow. The field is narrowed to just 16. We've got Alabama, North Carolina tonight at 9:39 p.m. Carolina, a 3.5-point favorite according to Hard Rock Bet. All of our on-air people picked four games this weekend, and this is the first of the four. C-Cat, are you taking or giving the 3.5 points with Carolina?
With Carolina, I am.
In Alabama.
I'm going with the underdog in Alabama.
You have Bama plus the 3.5.
You're going to see a common trend in my picks. I like the underdog here.
All right. It's a matchup between the 1 seed and the 4 seed. Again, we've got very, low number, meaning high-seeded matchups throughout. I got Carolina minus the 3.5. I'm not sure why. I didn't watch them much this year. I'll just say just because. Our second in our March Betness, as we are down to the field that is just 16 teams remaining. Tomorrow night, 7:39 p.m., Gonzaga, the 5 seed, and Purdue, the 1 seed. Purdue, a 5.5-point favorite. What did you do here?
Fading Purdue until they prove me right. So I'm going with the Zags.
Yeah, I got Purdue minus the 5.5. We're on the other side, each other once again. Friday night, tomorrow night, 9:39 p.m., Duke and Houston. The Dukies, the 4 seed, are catching 4.5 points as a dog. Who you got there, C-Cat?
Another underdog for me, going with the 4-seeded Duke.
Duke Blue Devils, I'm with you on that. That dog, I'm taking those points. And then finally, in our 4-pick quick picks with Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. Tomorrow night, 10:09 p.m., Creighton and Tennessee. The Vols, a 2.5-point favorite. What's your pick here?
Going with Tennessee because I couldn't go all underdogs. And I like that one kid they have. I forgot his name. Starts with a K.
Great job. Good insight. I got Tennessee, the Vols as well, just for my boy Zach McElroy. We're going to go Tennessee minus the 2.5. Your bracket, is probably busted. But you can bet these bets, these games, and bet them live as well. Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. And remember, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 888-ADMIT-IT. Coming up when we return, all you can eat seats. No, you're not eating the seat. You're choosing what you want. We got a little game we're going to play. Because we got a baseball team that's going to let you eat as much as you'd like. That's coming up next. First, though, this reminder for Brain Matters Research. Memory disease, very real. Some of us have witnessed firsthand dementia and Alzheimer's and lost loved ones thereof. You don't want that for yourself. You don't want that for anybody else you know and love. Help people keep their independence and their sense of self and their memories and their identity. If you're 50 and over, memory screening should be part of your annual routine checkup anyway. And if you're not, you know and love people who are 50 and above. So send them to memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Memoryscreeningsflorida.com. They have offices in the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast at no cost to you. Quick, easy memory screening. If you're able to participate in the study, you'll be compensated. You'll be paid for your time and for your travel. You know, used to be you couldn't do anything about dementia and or Alzheimer's, its leading form. It's not the case anymore. They got treatments that can and will effectively do things. Go to memoryscreeningsflorida.com for Brain Matters Research to make your memories matter. Coming up next, we'll have a little fun with opening day and all you can eat as you can eat. It's the home team on ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team, streaming live worldwide on YouTube on ESPN West Palm Play. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sportsbook. This is ESPN 106.3.
Home team for the ride home on one of those special days in sports. Sweet 16 resumes and also opening day in Major League Baseball, which is actually probably the best baseball day of the entire year. Coming up in just a second, special promotion going on that's right up C. Cat's Alley. Mm-hmm. How to get a lot for a little and how to get something for nothing. We'll explain in just a moment. Right now, though, speaking of exciting days in sports, the Formula1Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix, that is without question one of the most exciting days in South Florida sports, except for it's 3 days, May 3rd through the 5th. 3-day event with art, music, world-class cuisine. 3 days of the best racing in the world, including the world. Focus on the Americas and Miami for the first sprint race of the entire season. And we're talking Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton and all the great drivers. See if Verstappen can break his lap record of 129 that he set just last year. It's a party. It's an event. It's a scene. It's more than that. The epicenter of racing, and it happens right here, and you can be a part of it worldwide. The 2024 crypto.com Miami Grand Prix, that's the F1 race, with general mission passes available, with grandstand ticketing, luxury hospitality, cabana, swimming pool. If you are not participating at any point of the 2024 Formula1Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix, you are missing out and you will be a sad person. Join us, won't you? It is the Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix, May 3rd through the 5th. Get your tickets now at F1MiamiGP.com. That's the letter F, the numeral 1, MiamiGP.com. Can't wait as we become the world's focus and epicenter of all motorsports and racing. F1 has gotten huge the last couple years.
Certainly. I mean, the Netflix show helped so much. It opened eyes.
I think that had a lot to do with why people took an interest. And then they actually started following the racing. Mm-hmm. They were interested in the drama and the drivers, and I think now they're interested in the racing. But we shift our focus right now to opening day in baseball. Let us take us out to the ball game. Take us out to the crowd. Buy us some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Does anyone eat Cracker Jacks anymore?
I do. They're really good.
Cracker Jacks are classic. But does anyone, like, go buy Cracker Jacks anymore?
If you're not at a baseball game,
feels like that's the only place to eat Cracker Jacks.
They're in the supermarkets if you look close.
Feels like it's the only place to eat.
Yeah.
Is what I said. Cracker Jacks.
On the couch.
Not to buy, but to eat.
Well, yeah.
Do you eat in the supermarket? Are you one of those people?
Maybe if you look appetizing and pop one open, you can still scan the barcode.
Those people bother me.
Open.
The people that eat food in a grocery store before paying for it, it always bothers me.
That just shows me we all have free will, right? I can just do that if I want to. It looks so good. I'll eat it.
The Miami Marlins have a thing going on, and other teams are doing this as well. All you can eat seats. You're not eating the seat, but they give you a list of menu items, and you're entitled to go and eat and drink as much of this as you want. For example, tickets for Friday, meeting tomorrow, against the Pirates, $52. You can go on Saturday, $71. And it's all you can eat of the following: hot dogs, chili dogs, nachos with cheese, chili nachos, cheeseburgers, popcorn, peanuts, cookies, non-alcoholic drinks, you know, soft drinks, and water. So you and I, CK, are going to devise a little challenge for this all-you-can-eat Miami Marlins seat thing. Let's say that we're with our significant others. Your Hispanic girlfriend, my Latina girlfriend.
Yep.
Which is more interesting if we say I'm with your girlfriend, you're with mine separately. Three trips. We're allowed to go up before the first pitch. And she says you can go up before the first pitch. You can go up after the third inning. And after the sixth inning. So every three innings, basically.
Yep.
You're only allowed to bring four items back with you. This is not the Marlins rule.
When the four items is the rule for the Marlins.
That's our rule. With their rule. But we're not picking the item. They're like four items as many times as you want.
Yes.
Right. And we're saying we're only being allowed, afforded by our girlfriends, to go after the first pitch or before the first pitch, after the third inning, and after the sixth inning. Mm-hmm. So on your first trip, again, the Marlins all-you-can-eat seating. Hot dogs, chili dogs, nachos with cheese, or chili nachos, cheeseburgers, popcorn, peanuts, cookies, non-alcoholic drink, and water. What are your four items for round number one? CCAT, go.
I double up on the chili dog.
Two chili dogs.
Two chili dogs.
All right.
And one Pepsi, Coke, whatever they got. A soft drink, cola equivalent.
And what's your fourth item?
I go cookies.
All right, so you're going full meal before first pitch.
Yep.
See, I don't like that. It's a baseball game, and it should be treated with courses. The first trip is going to be kind of setting the table, the appetizer, if you will. We can deal with the main course later. So I'm coming back with chili nachos, a little bit of popcorn, definitely some water, and probably, as you said, something about a fountain soda at a ball game just hits different. Okay, that's my first go around. I know you're thinking, what are you doing, dude? Well, don't worry. After the third inning, we're going back up. For the second go around, after the third inning, what are you getting to eat?
Like you said, I'm pretty short-sighted. Like, I kind of blow the load early, want the chili dog, get me two of them.
You got two chili dogs before the game started, bro.
So now I got to kind of kick it into cruise control and slow down a little bit. I get the nachos, but not the chili nachos. So I go nachos with cheese, a little bit more passive.
Why no chili nacho?
Because I just had chili dogs.
Wow. All
so right. It's a little bit less filling,
got
nachos
it.
With cheese. So
got
I get an order of those.
Yep.
Get peanuts. The fact that it's all you can eat kind of thing makes me think, you know what? How often do I actually eat peanuts, nacho with cheese, and peanuts?
So you got nachos with cheese, peanuts. You have two more items on this trip.
Gotta stay hydrated. We're going water. And I want something sweet still. I'll get another Coke, another Pepsi.
All right. This is mealtime because I just did the pre-app deal. Now it's time to actually eat. So I need a chili dog and then a regular hot dog. So I'm taking that hot dog and I'm doing ketchup and mustard and onions and relish at the condiment area in the middle. So I'm dressing that dog up with one chili dog as well. Which leaves me with two more items. And by the way, it's just for me. We're not taking care of the spouses, right?
Right, just for the fellas.
Just for us. So that leaves me with a little something salty, a little something sweet. I don't need peanuts. We already did the popcorn, right?
Yeah.
So this is that cookie area because I'm having the meal with the dogs. Cookie. And then again, I need water at this point. We already did the caffeine. We already did the soda. We already did the soft drink. So again, probably diet because I'm not doing sugar on that. So that leaves us with one last trip. After the sixth inning, what are you doing now?
I'm patting my stomach, and I'm kind of
burping. Why are you patting your stomach?
Because I don't have as big of a stomach as I want to have, right? Oftentimes, I order with my eyes.
Well, keep in mind, baseball moves faster now. This game is coming in at under 2 hours.
Yeah.
This game's going to be like an hour and 48 minutes.
So I've already, like, those chili dogs are fresh in the stomach. They're still there. So is the nachos and cheese.
Mm.
So I'm like thinking, all right, I take a cheeseburger and I stuff it in my pocket.
To save for later.
Yeah.
Because you're a hoarder. Because you're a squirrel. You're a human squirrel.
Yeah, I don't know how hungry I'm going to be on my drive from Lone Depot Park back to West Palm, so I might want a cheeseburger for later. So I take the cheeseburger, stuff it in the pocket.
You know what's a good finishing act? Popcorn. Like at the end of it all?
That's true. You don't feel guilty if you don't finish it.
Always a little room for popcorn. I'm also taking a cheeseburger. This is my last trip. Doing a cheeseburger because that's the piece de resistance. That's the actual meal element. Hot dog's kind of snacky. Chili dog's kind of snacky. Nachos, hot. But a cheeseburger's like a meal.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's like a main course. So I got a cheeseburger. I got an order of popcorn. Never, ever in life can you have too much cookie. So cookies, and once again, we'll need a beverage because there's nothing worse than needing something to drink and not having it.
Yeah, I like cheeseburger, two waters, and more cookies.
Why? Having water is kind of like having a prophylactic on you for your years of college and after, and it's better to have one and not need it than need one and not have it. So I need to have the water on me. My last go around was cheeseburger, popcorn again, cookies again, and water. What was yours?
I doubled up on water, got a cheeseburger that I'm stashing for later for the drive home. And then
You're such a squirrel. Were you born in the Depression or something?
No.
In a past life, do you think maybe you were a Depression era baby?
I don't, that's possible actually. In a past life, I'm not counting anything out.
Because notice, you're always thinking about like saving this for later. Hold on. Do you have a traumatic childhood? Do you have disruption in your childhood?
No? I had a spectacular childhood.
Really?
But.
And yet still you find ways to scam and scheme the app for donut joints and fast food places so you can get things, complain, and then get refunded your money back.
Yeah, that just kind of is
good for you.
From within. It wasn't built for me. It was from within.
It was what?
It was built from within, right? It wasn't passed down to me. I created that.
Well, no, this came from somewhere. Your wantingness to exploit promotions, your wantingness, like you see in the office, we may have something going on. You make sure that you get as much as possible for yourself. Like if there's donuts, and before you know that everyone's had one, you make sure that you have two or three. And then you will wrap up a donut or two and hide them somewhere so you can save them for later.
Feels like an exaggeration, but gotta take it. If I'm not
How much of an exaggeration? How wildly of an exaggeration is that?
About 50% of me is saying, I hope everyone got one first, but I'm still gonna take care of myself.
50% of you is saying, I hope they did. What percentage of you was asking, hey, did everyone get a donut?
A zero. Right.
Right. And then are you probably going to stash one, save one, grab one for later?
Wrap it in a napkin, throw it in the backpack.
Are you gonna?
Yes, more often than not.
Yes, you are. You know who else is doing that?
Who is that?
Me. I told you. We're not that far apart. You and I are not that different. I've been trying to tell you this, man. As much as you hate it and resist it, we're not that far apart. Take advantage of the Miami Marlins and the all-you-can-eat seats happening Friday, tomorrow, and Saturday. Saturday tickets, by the way, are $71, but you're going to eat five times that much. Just go hungry.
Exactly.
Just arrive hungry. Visit the Marlins website for all details on the aforementioned. All right, that was fun. Speaking of fun, it is fun to leave town and go do things. It is not fun to leave your dog with a stranger or a dog sitter that maybe does not know clearly what it is that you expect from them in your home. It is time for our daily drama, Storytime Edition with Christian Cat.
Hey.
You had a dog sitter keeping an eye on your pup while you went to
Puerto Rico.
Storytime on the Home Team is being presented by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall. Just call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. They will take care of everything. They will fight for you. They do not get paid unless you get paid, and they will fight to get you the maximum compensation that is possible, and they will do that for you. You'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney, and remember, and Jean Levine. Answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to help you take back control of your life. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. And Jean Levine, accident attorneys, to take back control of your life. What happened with this dog sitter drama? Story time. Once upon a time, Sea Cat got a dog sitter so he could go to Puerto Rico.
I'm a big procrastinator. So the duty...
That's a good trait.
Yeah, the duty of finding the dog sitter, finding out how we're going to take care of the dogs, what we're going to leave them with, who we're going to leave with, where we're going to leave these dogs. Two dogs, both about 60 pounds each. One's a little easygoing. Another is not very easygoing.
Have you never done this before?
We've done it once or twice before with people we knew, but it makes their lives so hard. I can't do that in good conscience, whether or not we're paying them. It doesn't matter.
So you're no longer reaching into your friends and people that you know. Instead, now you're going to hire a stranger.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to put that illness on someone that you care about.
Essentially.
Are your dogs that unruly?
Yeah.
Is it that difficult of a task?
They are difficult because when they're not in their comfort zone, they get anxious, they get annoying, and it's hard for anyone who's taking care of them. Because they're easygoing with us because they're used to our schedule. Used to their schedule.
Got it. Okay.
So I procrastinated this task. It fell on my plate, and I used one of those apps that you can do to find a dog sitter, a dog walker, all of those options in my hands on the Thursday before I'm going to leave for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Last minute, found this lady. She said, great, one flat rate for each day for both dogs, which is a little bit of a deal because if you do a dog boarding service where you drop them off at the vet.
Got to pay for both.
You got to pay for both dogs.
Right. So did you get the feeling that her price was coming in lower than market value?
Yeah, we did the filter, right? You put the filter at all the options that are given to us. And of course, you do it a little bit less than 75. I don't want to pay 60 either. So
sometimes you get what you pay for. So you wanted to pay less. So therefore, you were willing to get less.
Right. How bad could it be? Was my take, right?
So here's the question. How bad could it be?
Really bad.
How bad is really bad?
We have about a 15 by 15 back patio slash yard, really. Mm-hmm. We only use it to allow
small
the dogs.
Small little square of a yard.
We don't use it for us. We use it for the dogs to go out.
Fenced
do their
in?
Business. Yeah.
Fenced wooden in. Fence, privacy fence, can't see around?
Yeah. Okay. Very private, really, unless you're on the second floor of the apartment across the road, you can see.
Right.
But it is very private, and we don't use it. It's bad grass, weeds, all that. We only use it for the dogs to go out and do their business so that we don't have to walk them around the neighborhood.
Right.
And apparently this lady didn't get the memo when we told her the memo.
Memo.
Open the back door, let them out. Once they're done, let them back in. We kind of piece this together like an investigator. She must have opened the door, let the dogs out, closed the door, watch 45 minutes of a TV episode, and then let the dogs back in. Because our dogs dug and dug and dug and dug. Destroyed the backyard.
You did not give her directions on specifics of what was expected or what was feared. Instead, you just left it to think, well, she's a professional dog sitter. She knows what dogs can and can't, should and shouldn't be doing.
We gave her the memo. We told her what to do.
And you said, keep an eye on them. They dig. Don't let them dig.
We've never let the dogs out that long for them to dig because that's how we explained it. Like
they were digging. You know why they were digging? They were trying to leave.
This lady was that bad?
They were trying to escape you. They were like, here's our chance. They were trying to run away from you guys. They're trying to dig to get under the fence to get out of there.
So that's bad. A ruined backyard is bad. But what's worse is that it rained one of the days. And we have an all-tile first floor where that backyard is connected to. The dogs brought all the dirt inside with them.
Dirt and mud. And she allowed the dogs to come in like that.
She sure did, and that wouldn't have been a problem if the day before she cleaned it all up, right?
Right.
I wouldn't have, none the wiser. We don't have cameras.
Right.
But she didn't clean up. So
you came home to a mess.
So much mud. It took us 3.5 hours.
Was she there when you got there?
No.
Okay.
She left at 3 p.m. We got there at
8 p.m. Was she already paid?
Already paid.
So there's nothing you can do about it other than be pissed off.
Exactly.
And write a scathing review.
That's it. That's it.
And you did, didn't you?
It's not like we could like fire her, right? It's just all in our
own
heads.
And you wrote a scathing review, didn't you? You wrote and said, Gloria is unprofessional.
Girlfriend took care of that. Yeah.
So she's like you?
With the reviews, yes. Not with the cheapness, no.
All right.
But with the reviews, yes.
Is it cheapness or frugality?
Both. I've come to terms
sometimes
with it.
Sometimes you're frugal, sometimes you're cheap.
Yeah, it's been too extreme nowadays that it is cheap.
Right. Are you still reusing the same piece of dental floss?
No, I'm not.
You don't take 12 inches and use it for 3 months?
That's in my past.
I'm so glad that's behind you. Coming up when we return, the two-minute warning. We'll check our Twitter debate poll results and see Cat's got your Championship of Cringe Dad Joke Daily Comedy Spotlight. Quick reminder, though. Twin Peaks, home of the Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch favorites. Have every baseball game on, every tournament game on, every hockey game on, every NBA. You can go in there tonight and this weekend, and every single event that's happening will be on 4K sparkling big screen HDTV. While you enjoy the fights, and never pay a cover, your official UFC fight headquarters. Happy hour, 5 days a week, weekdays. New cocktail concoctions and specials always. New menu items. Always. Pembroke Pines, Davie, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard, and West Palm Beach. It is the ultimate guys lodge, the ultimate sports lodge, and the ultimate UFC fight headquarters to never pay a cover to watch any fights, especially the pay-per-views. It is Twin Peaks. 2 minute warning is next. Home team, ESPN 106.3.
Josh Cohen and the home team, streaming live worldwide on YouTube on ESPN West Palm Play. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. This is ESPN 106.3.
Special day in sports. Sweet 16 continues in just hours from now. Major League Baseball already underway with opening day and results in progress. Coming up in just a sec, the Twitter debate poll results, and C-Cat's got his Championship of Cringe Dad Joke Daily. These are baseball cringy dad jokes.
Sure are.
Can't wait to hate them. You will love, speaking of hate and love and the love hate, you will absolutely love buying a vehicle from Ed Morse Automotive Group. Because what you drive says a lot about you, and if what you're driving has Ed Morse's name on it, it says you expect a lot, not just from the vehicle, but from the people that sell it to you. Ed Morse doesn't just sell cars and trucks and SUVs, they stand behind them. And they stand by each and every one of the more than 2 million people who drive them. 2 million. That's why the family-owned and operated Ed Morse Automotive Group of dealerships has been doing this since 1946. 78 years now. Dedication to customers. Dedication to community. When Ed Morse says they got your back, believe them. Ed Morse proudly supports the Miami Dolphins and many great charitable and many great important foundations and organizations like our military, our veterans, our Navy. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com today. Edmorse.com, because you are always backed by Morse. Quick check of the Twitter debate poll results on my Twitter at @JoshOnAir. You can always communicate with the show. I will read them. I'll read them on the air. I'll reply to you. Josh on Air. On Instagram, the former world champion. All one word. The former world champion. Instagram's a good place because then you can see videos from the show. Anyway, question. How excited are you for MLB opening day today? A, a little. B, very. C, the most possible. Or D, not at all. C-Cat, how'd they answer?
A little, 40%.
That's 63%, not at all. 16% each for a little and very. Only 5% said the most possible. Which are you more into today? The NCAA Sweet 16 or Major League Baseball opening day?
I'd say opening day 55%.
How does that make any sense based on just finding out that 63% of people said they are not at all excited about it?
I don't think people care about college basketball.
63% said Sweet 16.
Your
logic there was very flawed. And in hindsight, you recognize that now.
I mean, just because one thing's bad does not mean another thing can be worse.
Right, but if they're really not looking forward to this at all, that means the next option likely is even slightly better. Kind of like the election coming up for many people, where they don't care really about either candidate, and they're like, well, this one I don't like a little bit less than I don't like the other guy.
Took a chance. I was, 18% off? I'll take that.
All right, time for the Championship of Cringe Dad Joke Daily. Here's C-Cat with opening day baseball. Cringy dad jokes that make you want to turn your radio off right about now. C-Cat.
Why do batters hate curvy roads?
I don't know why.
Well, it's simple, really. They prefer line drives.
Number two.
That's a funny joke. What's a home run hitter's favorite type of music?
I don't know what.
Swing music.
Finally.
What did the baseball glove say to the ball?
I don't know what.
Catch you later.
Horrible. Thank you so much, C-Cat. Coming up next, it's ESPN West Palm tonight till 7, and then all the way from midnight, all the way till midnight, rather. We have Sweet 16 whip-around coverage. We're checking in on all the games as they happen, so stay locked for that. That's a perfect way to consume the night in March Madness. Back tomorrow, 4 o'clock, every day above ground.
It's a good day.
Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Good night, bad guy.
Have a great night. Home team time, just about 6 p.m.